But from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters. Earlier this week, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention issued a health advisory to all physicians concerning the increase in measles cases in the United States and internationally. Dr. David Pate, the former CEO of St. Luke's Health System, is joining us today to talk about this and to also answer all the public health questions that have been coming into our inbox. Hi, Dr. Pate.
Hi, Gemma.
Okay, Dr. Pate, I feel like you've been sounding the alarm on this measles issue for the last couple of months right here on our show, actually. So what does this health advisory actually mean?
Yes, so the CDC alerted all clinicians across the country that measles cases are spiking. As of March 14th, we have already had as many measles cases in the U.S. for this year as we had all of last year. We have measles cases in 17 different jurisdictions, which you can think largely of as states. We've had at least 7 outbreaks, and what the CDC concluded was that 93% of the measles cases were connected to international travel. And we know we've had measles exposures at airports, on airplanes, and in other countries, because this is not only a U.S. problem, it's a global problem of people not getting their children vaccinated against the measles, which is a vaccine we've had in place for more than 50 years, and it's very safe, it's very effective, highly effective. But measles is one of the most contagious viruses out there. And if somebody has measles and they are in contact or even in the same room with people that haven't had it or have not been vaccinated, 9 out of 10 of those vulnerable people will be infected. That's how serious this is. So the CDC warned providers that because this is so serious and youngest children are the ones who get most ill and likely to be hospitalized or die, they recommended that if someone is taking a child that is not yet immunized, who is over 6 months, so typically we don't begin giving the measles vaccine until age 12 to 15 months, but if they haven't gotten the vaccine, if they're over 6 months and they're going to be traveling internationally, the CDC is advising that we lower that age, go ahead and vaccinate them against measles to protect them because the risk is so great.
Okay, that's good information to know, Dr. Pate. We have a lot of listener questions to get to today, so I want to do our best to get through them. So first off, Sherry wrote in, and she said, if I get the COVID vaccine, will it increase my risk of having a heart attack? I have a number of friends who tell me to not get the vaccine because getting the vaccine will put you at increased risk of a heart attack.
So, Sherry, the answer is no, it will not increase your risk. Your friends are misinformed, but understandably so. We have known for a long time, even before COVID, that heart attacks are the result in many cases of inflammation in the body and then in those coronary arteries, the ones that supply the heart muscle. What happened was that some researchers developed a test that could measure some chemicals in your blood that are signs of inflammation. And they were using this test to try to predict what's your risk of having a heart attack over the next 5 years if those inflammatory markers are high. And what they did is they then took people, and this is not how the test was designed, but they took people before they got COVID vaccines and measured those inflammation levels. And then they measured them after they got 2 doses of the vaccine. And to absolutely no one's surprise that understands medicine, your inflammatory markers go up after you get the vaccine, which they will because your body is reacting to the vaccine. And the same thing happens if you get an infection, they'll go up. So these authors published an abstract in November of 2021 that said, if you get the vaccines, you're going to be at higher risk for heart attacks. Well, there's no connection that's been made, and we've administered hundreds of millions of doses of vaccine now. We have not seen any indication of increased risk. The inflammation markers being elevated is completely expected by doing it so close after somebody's had a vaccine. But unfortunately, the press ran with that story, and a lot of people heard that and didn't hear that that abstract was later retracted and had to be corrected. And so the damage was done. But Sherry, feel very confident in getting the vaccine. It's not going to cause you to have a heart attack. In fact, what we have found is that your risk for heart attack does increase for a year after getting COVID, the infection. So actually getting the vaccine is going to help lower your risk. And unfortunately, your friends are going to be at more risk by not getting the vaccine.
Dr. Pate, Sherry had a second question as well. And she asks, why does the vaccine give us no protection from getting the virus? Will future vaccines do this?
Yes. So first of all, it's not that they don't give us any protection from getting infected. They do. It's just short-lived. The reason that we don't get protection from this kind of vaccine against actually getting infected that lasts very long is the fact that the incubation period for COVID is considered relatively short. And when it's short, usually vaccines don't prevent infection. They just prevent you from getting seriously ill, hospitalized, or dying, which this vaccine does very well. In addition, the vaccine does confer some degree of protection against developing long COVID. So when you get these kind of vaccines, they boost your systemic immunity, that is in your blood and so forth. To prevent getting infected, you really need mucosal immunity, which means something that causes the immune protection right there in your nasal passages. Those vaccines are under study right now. They've actually been promising in the animal models, and they've just started human clinical trials. I'm actually quite optimistic. When I previously thought, I bet these aren't going to work, they look like they're working pretty well. And we might have those available next year if the clinical trials go well. But right now, it's still worth it to get these vaccines because for a short period of time, they will help protect you from getting infected. But the big thing is they protect you from getting seriously ill, and they protect you to some degree from getting long COVID.
So Donna writes in, she says she's received all of the recommended COVID shots. She's planning to get her next booster after she received the last one in September. So her question is, I thought this was the third booster, but is it called the second one because it is the second booster after the latest variant?
Well, Donna, you've got it. That is the latter. So it is very confusing. So here's just a quick way to think about it. When you got your very first two COVID shots, likely back in 2021, those were called priming vaccines or priming doses, meaning that they are the first exposure to your immune system of the spike protein to allow it to recognize it and mount an immune response. Then when you got, if you did, and you probably did, when you got your third dose of it later in late 21, that was a booster because it was boosting. It was the same vaccine that you had received for the first two, but it was just to boost your dose of antibodies because we know those wane. There then was a new formulation of the vaccine that you'll remember got approved and was available around September of last year. but it was a new formulation. It didn't have the original spike protein. So when it's, even though it's still a COVID vaccine, because it was a new formulation, that was a priming dose that you got in September or October of last year, likely. So this dose now that is just newly approved is a booster of your first dose back in September. So this is considered a booster. Now, it is almost certain that the FDA is going to recommend changing the formulation again for this fall. And so when that dose comes out in the fall, that will be a priming dose because it'll be a new formulation. So I know it's confusing, but what you're getting ready to get is your first booster of the updated vaccine.
Okay, so Jimmy writes in and he says, I have been leveled by a respiratory illness. COVID tests are negative. I'm COVID boosted and I got this year's flu shot. Am I just unlucky or is there something specific that goes for the that's going for the lungs around the Treasure Valley?
Well, Jimmy, I'm so sorry to hear this. And to fully answer your question, I would need a lot more information as to when you got infected, and so when this infection occurred, what your symptoms are, how long it's been lasting, and then specifically about how you tested and when you tested. There are a lot of people who got COVID, but they tested too early. So, for example, if you got sick and you tested that day or the next day, in a large portion of people, that test will still be negative. And that's probably in large part due to the fact that we all have some degree of underlying immunity. So the virus is not going to take off as fast. So if you tested just in the first couple of days and it was negative, that's not enough to rule out COVID. Many people now don't become positive on their tests until around day four of their symptoms. So I would need to know when did you test, and I would need to know what test you used. Now, so maybe it was COVID, especially if you tested early and it was negative, it still might've been COVID, but maybe you tested later and it was negative and it wasn't, but it could still be things like we've had a lot of influenza, and influenza will affect the lungs in many people. So that could be. And then of course, I don't know your age, Jimmy, that would be a factor, but certainly if you're an older person like me, you would be at risk for RSV, which will affect the lungs. You would have been at risk for human metapneumovirus, and these are probably some viruses you haven't even heard of. So what I would say is it's kind of hard to tell without more information, but if you're still sick, especially if you think you're getting worse, you should see a doctor. One of the things that can happen is even after COVID or flu, you can then, because the virus causes enough damage, you can then get a bacterial infection just as you think you're getting better. And that needs to be, that can be serious. And you need to be evaluated and need to be on appropriate treatment. So please see the doctor if you're still continuing to be sick at the time you're hearing this. I'm sorry I don't have a better answer for you, but there's my best guesses.
So Beth writes in, I read that the CDC is now recommending another COVID booster for seniors if it's been 4 months since their last one. My husband and I went to Primary Health to get that booster, and we were told it's a different vaccine than the booster that we got in October and that none of the Primary Health offices have it. Is it really a different formula? And do any Treasure Valley providers have it? So maybe that falls back into what you were mentioning when Donna asked that question earlier.
Well, it does connect to that. So first of all, Beth, it is not a different formulation, the vaccine right now. And in fact, that whoever you talked to there made a mistake in calling the vaccine back in the fall of last year a booster, because as we just said, that was actually a new a formulation of the vaccine. So that wasn't a booster, that was a priming dose. But now is a booster, but it's called a booster because it is the same vaccine as you got in the fall. And so what you want to be asking for if you're getting the vaccine right now is you want the 2023 to 2024 updated COVID vaccine. And that can be Pfizer, that can be Moderna, and that can be Novavax. Any of those are have this new 2023 to 2024 updated vaccine. This will be your booster dose. And I agree with the CDC in recommending it. And like I said, it's very likely we're going to have a new formulation coming available for this fall. But it's the same vaccine. And I just did a quick check on the CDCvaccine.org website, and they list at least 50 pharmacies here in the Treasure Valley that do have the vaccine and are offering the vaccine. So whatever your favorite pharmacy is, Albertsons, Save-On, CVS, Rite Aid, there's a whole bunch of them, Costco, Walmart, and there's like 50 locations that say they all have it. I would check with your pharmacy, and some of them, you can go to their website and you can actually schedule online to come in to get your vaccine. I think a lot of the providers just aren't messing with the vaccines right now. So I actually find that right now it's easiest to get them at a pharmacy, but you should have lots of choices out there. And I don't think you'll have any trouble finding it if you go to a pharmacy.
So Dr. Pate, we have about a minute or so left, and I want to get to this last question because Martha writes, any update on whether the CDC will recommend a spring COVID booster?
Yes. And in fact, they have, and that's what we're talking about. So that shot that is available right now. I know it doesn't feel fully like spring yet, but the shot that is right now, that's the spring booster they're talking about. And this is to boost the vaccine that you got back in probably September or October of last year. So it's approved. You can get it now. And as I said, probably your best bet is a pharmacy.
Okay. And is it for everyone, Dr. Pate, or is this because, you know, in past it's been like that senior citizens, then they move it, you know, down the age bracket.
Yeah. So they actually came out. I thought they came out with a stronger position than I thought they were going to. They actually made this a recommendation, whereas before they've just kind of said, well, you know, it's there if you want it, but they made it a recommendation, but for those that are 65 and older, those that have other underlying medical conditions. Basically, if you are considered at high risk for any reason, you can get the vaccine right now. If you otherwise just want to get it, you can check with the pharmacy. I think some will be more lenient than others if you really want to get it. There's no harm in getting it if you're younger. So you can certainly check. And if you just want to have that extra protection against long COVID, those kinds of things, just check and see if you can get it. But it's really the recommendation is for 65 and older and all those at high risk.
Well, as always, Dr. Pate, we so appreciate you. We've been talking with Dr. David Pate, former CEO of St. Luke's Health System. Remember, if you have a public health question for Dr. Pate, send us an email, idahomatters@boisestate.edu. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.